Rebecca Cook lives here in Chattanooga. She writes poetry and prose, and for 10 years, she taught English and creative writing at UTC. Tomorrow, starting at 5:30 p.m., she teaches an online course for the Chattery titled Writing for Stress Relief.
Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about writing for stress relief.
Well, writing in general, I think, is almost always cathartic. And when you write to relieve stress, it can be like a meditative sort of writing, depending on how you approach it. And so many people journal, and this is just like shifting the focus in the journal to ways to alleviate the kinds of day-to-day stresses that we have. And everything is COVID right now, and this is especially a good time to have a session like this.
And when you have a session like this, how do you help people unlock what's inside them through this writing?
Well, I think the unlocking part is really something that happens naturally in a workshop. At least that's been my experience. People really want to get what is inside on the outside. They know either intuitively or because they've heard about things like this, that that's going to make them feel better. So that part is really easy. But like at the beginning of the session, we do something that is very obvious, which is some deep breathing, which is belly breathing. Most of the people in the class who've never done any kind of breathing like that are amazed at how just two or three breaths like that can really relax you and kind of turn things around. Like if you're waiting in the car at traffic and you do some belly breaths, you might stop yelling at everybody. Then we do something that everyone is pretty much familiar with right now if they're doing any kind of journaling, and that's called gratitude writing. So the gratitude writing brings you to a place where you are focused on the good things in your life instead of focusing and ruminating about any particular problem that you have right now or something that's ongoing for years. So it's actually very helpful to turn your energy towards something that's good and meaningful and positive instead of focusing so intently on something that is negative and not helpful for you in moving on with your life.
Now, you taught on this campus, UTC, for a number of years, and you were part of the Meacham Writers Workshop.
Yes.
How do you bring those experiences to a session about writing for stress relief?
I taught for so long, so I led workshops for a long, long time. I don't know, 10 years or something like that. And you get used to the flow of how a workshop works. So I kind of have, I guess, a leg up just in general on doing workshops. The thing that I'm actually, one of my personal gifts is to inspire people and to get people to open up. So I did that in the classroom when I taught at UTC, and I'm doing it at the Chattery as well. And it's just a very fulfilling experience for me. And I believe that to some degree, if I am being fulfilled, most of the people in the class are going to learn something from that and maybe be fulfilled themselves. Oh, and I'm a writer. So as far as that goes, I mean, that's just what I do, what I have always done. And I have an endless supply of inspiration and ideas for this kind of thing.
I read that you are bipolar, and we have seen in the news many times about the mental health impact of living with the lockdown for COVID-19. What are you hearing from people in the community? What are you hearing from fellow writers?
I haven't really been in touch with a lot of fellow writers who deal with those sorts of issues. From my experience right now, I am having a hard time holding my mood steady, which is pretty much always the goal for someone who is bipolar. And I mean, I know there are people out there who are dealing with this. And I do have a blog called Bipolar Simple that I started recently, just trying to reach out to people and share the difficulties that I'm having. I do this pretty much on a weekly basis when I blog about it. It's so difficult to, you know, it's difficult for everyone to be inside. I mean, I think that's kind of obvious, but it's difficult particularly because, like for myself, my bipolar, my mania tends to be something called hypomania, which means it's less than mania. And it's generally just being really irritable and mean. You know, I'm like, this is how I'm doing this today. I'm having an episode of hypomania. So I know that a lot of people are going through the same thing. And I'm trying to reach out with the blog and get more people to read it. And the other thing I want to say about a workshop is we are planning to do a workshop about mental health issues, and hopefully we'll be able to do that pretty soon. But when I do any workshop, I'm kind of always honest about the fact that I'm bipolar, especially in a workshop about stress and stress relief and how all of that affects me. So
the key for a workshop such as this, participants should not feel that they are expected to do something or expected not to do something. You have to follow this grammar. You have to follow this form. You have to follow this specific rigid formula for something.
Oh, no. No. That's not anything that any woman need to worry about. This is writing that you're doing for yourself. And anytime you want to share writing with others, that's awesome. But this is not something that is really meant for other people to see. This is a cathartic process. So yeah, grammar and all that stuff. And I'm not, you know, probably not even going to look at yours unless you want me to. So no pressure as far as that goes. But I do want to say something about expectations. I think it's important for me, and I try to do this, sometimes I forget, but I try to do this at the beginning of the session, is to always ask everyone why they're there. And that can be really kind of funny, actually, because sometimes they're like, well, it sounded interesting. And then sometimes they're very focused, like I have a lot of stress and I need to relieve my stress. But yeah, a lot of times people just sign up because so many people are interested in any kind of writing workshop.
And for people who want more information, they can go online to thechattery.org. Beyond that, if people want to follow your work online, where can they go?
This is embarrassing, okay? This happened when I was graduating from the MA program here at UTC, but basically, it's godlikepoet.com. It's kind of hard to get rid of a handle like that once you have it. So anyway, I think highly of myself, even now. So that is the blog.
All right. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was nice to do this.